The city of Brockton remains one of the city's hardest hit in the COVID-19 pandemic, and joining us right now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, again, thank you for having me on again this week. I appreciate it.
So, overall, what's the latest right now in Brockton?
So, we lost 5 more residents yesterday. So, death count, unfortunately, is 164. Loss of life, 164 residents. Currently, 2,194 active positive cases, which actually has gone down. It was as high as 2,500. So, there's some recovery there, which is excellent news. And total cases overall is 3,178. So, we're still in the thick of things. We are doing some collaboration with our neighborhood health center and with Signature Brockton Hospital to do testing at Brockton High School for all essential workers, anybody with symptoms, and anybody that's been exposed. So we're working diligently, also giving out masks. Police cruisers have. I had 5,000 masks delivered to police department because of the governor's mandate as of yesterday. So we're doing everything we can do to get the education out and to provide the safeguards for abiding by the health guidelines.
Now, another issue, of course, is the governor is going to be reopening golf courses. What does that mean for Brockton right now? Because I know there have been closures.
Yeah, they have been. So I was on a call last night with Governor Baker and Marty Walsh, the Boston mayor, and it was discussed. So BW Fields Golf Course on Oak Street, the municipal golf course, will be open on this coming Sunday at 7 a.m. It's walking only. There'll be no golf carts. There'll be no socializing. You have to pre-register for your tee time online. You have to pay online. There'll be no golf shop open, no golf rentals, no carts, no food. And it's to go out there and exercise, social physical distancing mandated. And then after you play your 18, you have to leave. So I know some people are happy about this. I'm a golfer. I love golfing. But other people that drive carts are not going to be pleased. But I think it's a little step. But unfortunately, it's a step that we're taking slowly, appropriately, and abiding by the health guidelines and following the lead of the governor.
Now, I want to ask you, too, about John McGarry, who is going to be stepping down from the Board of Health.
So John McGarry is just a wonderful human being, great health professional, 40-year registered nurse. When I asked him to step up, he was a retiree. He and I both didn't know the magnitude of the stress and the time, and I speak to him at 11 o'clock at night and 5 in the morning. So out of abundance of his own health and to be with his family, he's stepping aside tomorrow, Friday, and I applaud him for everything he's done. He's made a difference, and God, we'd be in a worse shape without him. So I thank him for his service and wish him health and Godspeed, and I'm working right now to figure out next steps in terms of a replacement, and we're going to just continue to do what we're doing, working with the state, DPH and MEMA and local BEMA, and again, just getting the message out, and that's the key thing. People have to abide by the health guidelines to get through this this virus that's killing so many people in the city of Brockton.
Now, I wanted to ask you about that, too. There have been problems in the past with enforcement measures and people abiding by these guidelines. Is that still an issue in Brockton right now?
Well, I think it's getting better, and we'll see about the masks. I know the call that I'm on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday night with 13 different mayors. Some mayors are going to play hardball and fine people right off the bat. I'm not doing that. I'm telling police to remind people to wear masks and to abide by the curfew, of course, which is mandated that I issued 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. So I am seeing some improvements in terms of that, but not all people abiding by it. So, again, frustration is there, but we're going to be diligent, and we're going to continue our efforts to make a difference and save lives in the city of Brockton.
Now, are there any plans for high school graduation at the moment?
So, again, we're working right now. As mayor, I chair the school committee and the 7 members on the school committee and, of course, Superintendent Mike Thomas. We're thinking of anything and everything. We owe it to the boys and girls, the graduating seniors. First of all, show them that we love them, we respect them, we honor them. It's not going to be a normal graduation. We know that, but everything's on the table from a virtual type of setting to maybe doing it a smaller scale. Of course, Brockton High School is one of the largest public high schools east of the Mississippi. So we're talking about a huge amount of students that just at the high school, never mind some of the other graduating schools in Brockton. So we are thinking of that. We're doing certain things to honor them. Every student will receive a T-shirt from us, just a little token to say, hey, we care. We understand it's different. Disappointment is running rampant, missing proms and the like. So we are going to do something, and we're going to continue to just show how much we care and respect these youngsters.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor, so much. We do appreciate it.
Thank you. Stay safe, and I'll talk to you next week, Dan.
Thank you.